Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The death of Mullah Omar is officially confirmed. The Islamist movement formally announced Thursday that Mullah Omar died of illness but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement made earlier in the week from the Afghan government is correct in saying that Mullah Omar died 2 years ago. Pakistan says the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Qazi Khalilullah is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
As you know, that on 7th of July, the talks actually took place here. And what we are saying is that we are going to facilitate the second round as well.
Foreign Minister Khalilullah said Pakistan remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. According to the Nigerian army, rescued 59 women, children, and old men were being held hostage by Boko Haram. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. The officials say many of the terrorists were killed and a number of weapons and vehicles seized. An ultra-Orthodox Jew stabbed 6 people, 2 of them seriously, during a gay pride parade Thursday in Jerusalem. Witnesses say the alleged attacker jumped out of the crowd and began stabbing people, all of that despite a heavy police presence. Israeli police say the suspect was freed from prison just 3 weeks ago for a similar knife attack, and that was on a gay pride march in the year 2005. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted by saying he promises that justice will be served. This is VOA News.